Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to the program. The last part of it was brought to you by Amazon Fresh. Hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/freshbayjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Okay, happy Friday, everybody.
Hooray!
All excited that the weekend's here. I said happy Friday to my mother this morning. She goes, yeah, okay, started my next 7-day weekend. I'm like, oh, man. Those retired people.
Do the retired
She says she doesn't, but I, you know, how could she not? I mean, every day, beautiful.
Well, I don't know. I think you find routines that work. I can fill a day, no problem.
Yeah.
And I could fill 7 of them, no problem.
Yeah. My mom.
And she listens to this. This is the start
does.
Of her morning.
This is hello, mom.
Checks in
good
on
morning.
Her oldest, listens to the show.
Yeah.
All right. It's noon. What's next?
Right. And then, you know, she loves to cook, so she's always got some elaborate thing going. Yeah. Nice. You know, they keep busy.
Yeah.
My dad's got plenty of stuff to do. You know, they have a whole house to maintain down there. They haven't gotten there. You know, they're still recovering from the hurricane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they still don't have, you know, everybody's got a screen over their pool down there. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's probably got to skim the pool now.
Oh.
You know, got to skim the top of that. But anyway, happy Friday to those of you who don't get 7-day weekends. We've all been working for the weekend. I saw this morning and it's great. I have been missing the Obamas. And it looks like they're getting their own show on Netflix. So they are in talks with the streaming service to
do... When you say they, you mean the two parents?
Yes. Oh, yes. Not like a reality show about the family okay. or anything like that. Yeah, it's the two of them. And it looks like it's going to be... actually, there aren't that many details about what exactly... So the speculation goes everything from, you know, they love... They've often said, you know, that storytelling is... important, and it's the way that things get passed along. And so it looks like inspirational stories, people's inspirational stories, but also that he might moderate, or he and she or she might moderate panels talking about the big issues of today. They say specifically this is not going to be a platform for bashing anybody or for, you know, making things even more divisive than they are already. This is going to be a font of positivity. So it looks like a series of high-profile shows provide exclusive content on a global level for Netflix. This is according to the New York Times. Yeah, they're talking about highlighting inspirational stories, and Barack would be moderating conversations about topics that dominated his time in the White House, healthcare, climate change, things like that. The terms of the deal are reportedly in advanced stages. So it looks like it's going to happen. 118 million subscribers is what Netflix has. So I'm sure, you know, there will be a large percentage who, there may be people who drop their Netflix subscriptions because they hate the Obamas. But
how many again?
118 million worldwide, according to this article. This is TMZ quoting the New York Times.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's great. And they say it goes up all the time. Yeah.
Anything with the political touch could be dropped because, mm-hmm. like, you know, someone will take a stand, but you'd only be hurting yourself. Netflix is excellent.
It is excellent. You can just choose to not watch the Obama show. Wonder what it'll be called. Obama-awesome.
I know there's an audience for what they're talking about, but those things can go great, and they can also be so syrupy and sugar-filled that you can only take a minute of it before
right.
you go, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Or before I gotta go.
Right.
I'm sure
right. There are people who love syrupy yeah. and sugary. Yeah, I mean, who knows? It's not like they you know, they're already well-known and famous, and so it, I think it comes down a lot of times to who the production team is behind a thing, because they, if someone watches something and goes, mm-mm, that's cheesy, I wouldn't watch that, they may be able to restructure somewhat. And the beauty of things like Netflix is you really, there's no real timeline on this. Like, they can drop a season whenever they want to, mm-hmm. or they can, you know, just drop part of a season, or even just do it in a weekly base, or not do it at all until they've got something that they feel like everyone will be proud of. So anyway, I thought that was super interesting news. It's the first time I've ever heard of a, you know, president having their own show after being president. It's been 11 years since The Sopranos ended on HBO, which I actually thought seemed more recent than I would have expected. It was on, we looked at it this morning. I think they did 8 seasons from 99 to 07.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that show feels old.
Yeah, I actually felt like it, you know, it feels like it was one of the things that happened right when we got here in 97, but apparently it was 2 years later. And then it didn't run that long. I didn't feel like it had gone 8 seasons, but apparently it did. It looks like they're going to do a prequel movie.
They're that's fine.
Yeah.
But they're missing, because he's dead, they're missing the most important ingredient.
Well, the thing is, the prequel will be set in the 60s. So it'll be his, he'll be a little boy.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting. So, you know, was it Livy or Livia or something? His awful, awful mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his dad, who we only ever heard about. I think the dad was dead, right? The dad, you know, was a mob boss.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember even hearing about him ever.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, yeah, I seem to remember. Well, I mean, you know, I don't think you just join up and become the head of it without your dad being some kind of mob royalty. Mm, and then there's Uncle June, so he'll be played as a younger guy, I guess. And, you know, there'll be references to everything, I'm sure. But it looks like it's going to be like a standalone prequel. Hmm. David Chase, who was the creator of the, wasn't he the creator mm-hmm. of The Sopranos? So he wrote this new script. And then some other writer from the show helped as well. The working title is The Many Saints of Newark. It's set around the time of the Newark riots in the 1960s when the African Americans and Italians of New Jersey were at each other's throats. And some gangsters took it to another level. So no timeline yet, but it's going to feature, they say, younger versions of several characters from the show, like his parents. But I guess, you know, if it's set in the 60s, he'll play a little boy in it. Or maybe a young man. I don't know. They'll find someone to, you know. There won't be any Christopher, though, that's for sure.
What network?
You know.
Got to be HBO, right?
Well, they're saying movie, so possibly a theatrical release.
Oh. Hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
Speaking of prequels, I've been watching that Young Sheldon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Oh, it's adorable. I love it so much.
That is funny.
Yeah.
The kid who plays.
The kid's right on.
Oh, really?
Right on, Sheldon. Oh, it's so funny and just darling.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That kid is the kid from Big Little Lies.
Right. Nicole Kidman's. Or Shailene Woodley's kid.
Yeah. Ziggy, I think his name is.
Yeah.
So I assume he's going to be in the next season of Big Little Lies.
Wow.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, other than scheduling. I know. It's a lot of work for a little boy.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
I'm sure they will.
The Sopranos, you know how many seasons there were?
How many? Hmm.
I guessed eight
well, because it was on for 8 years.
It was 8 years, but 6 seasons.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's true. HBO, mm-hmm. you know, was dropping it whenever they
and
had one ready.
And season 6 had 21 episodes. That
wow.
went 2006 and 2007. 21 episodes. Last
so
season.
Many more episodes.
You know, one of the things I remember about The Sopranos that now I see happening, it happens on lots of shows, including Game of Thrones, is there's an episode that's just tossed. Like, you focus all of a sudden on Tony staring at the ducks in the pool, and you've lost a whole thread.
Right.
And you just go, what the hell?
They did that whole Russian mafia arc, too, that never went anywhere and never came back. They, you know, there was The first, I would say the first two seasons of that show were maybe some of the very best TV you'd
Agreed.
Ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And there were good episodes throughout the rest of it. But yeah, I agree with you. There was a lot of stuff I'm like, okay, that's not necessary. It felt like, well, we got to put something out. I just didn't love the way it ended.
Oh, the...
Yeah, the black screen. Don't stop believing.
Well, that's not...
That was a weak-ass ending.
It's not an uncommon move to just... For a director or a writer to just say, I'm leaving it up to you.
Yeah, I guess. It just was unfulfilling because you wanted to know what happened. And I guess if you're Tony, you'll never know.
It would have ended.
Yep.
Like that.
Yep. No. And then the screen would have gone black. At least give us that. Because I was like, wait, what? Did something happen?
But I think that that's why they did it that way. I, of course, believe that that's how that ended, with a bullet to the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not the family ran out of the diner or whatever, who knows? But the point is that show was so violent that there's just no way that ends pretty.
Right. But couldn't they have shown us one more bloodbath? I mean, come on.
Explosion or something. I thought was going to happen.
Right, that the whole place was going to blow up and they'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Because there were all kinds of people that they knew in that restaurant at that moment, right? Didn't they keep flashing to other people, like walking in hellos to him? And
I don't remember that.
I just remember the family being there.
Yeah, I don't know.
925 says, remember the dad would take him and his sister to the fair as kids. I don't really
So they did
that.
Like flashbacks and
I guess
stuff?
So.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it really has. That's one that I feel like I could sit down and watch again at some point.
I was just going to say, the downside to the amount of content, good content we're getting, is that we probably don't give each thing enough time.
Right.
I definitely...
On to the next thing.
...find myself watching through an episode just to finish the damn thing because I have been taking forever on Ozark.
Did you finish?
And I didn't, no. But I'll put it on the treadmill and then, let me just... Watch this while I'm taking a shower from out of the, you know, and it's on the floor in the bathroom while I'm trying to
shampoo your hair. Is that
just whatever soap up?
He
you
is
know.
Doing that. Like
he's
you
doing it like he's
shampooing.
You know, I don't understand.
I soap my head just like you do.
Sure.
Anyway, the point is we're rushing through content and probably not remembering it the way we should.
Yeah,
right.
Probably. Do you use conditioner?
No, I just use soap.
Thought.
But and I'm a washcloth guy, so actually I don't even. It's not even separate.
Yeah, I don't
hands.
Know why you're doing.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Shower.
Yep. Let's get the crud off. Mark Hamill got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, and Harrison Ford was there and said a few words.
He threw in
a little tribute to Carrie Fisher. He said, "When thinking about today, I was really sorry we don't have the other member of our trio to celebrate with us, but I feel her presence." George Lucas also spoke. Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billy Lord, was there representing her. But it sounds like it was a very sweet little ceremony.
You have no idea how sad that makes me, the way she left. I know that most people feel like drug addicts and alcoholics are just people who like to party. But she clearly was still struggling at that age in her life.
She had like five different drugs in her.
That's awful. And it's just sad that, you know, how important she was to our culture in general and probably even more so to the people who knew and loved her. And then that's the way it goes for her. That's just, it's sad. That is
really
so
sad.
Incredibly sad.
There is going to be an origin movie for the Joker. I sort of wish Hooman was here because he might be able to fill us in on this. It's going to star, reportedly, it's starring Joaquin Phoenix. So,
I know. You know that kid is good.
And it's a Martin Scorsese thing. So this could be really good. The basic premise is that he'll be a wannabe stand-up comedian who turns to crime out of frustration because he's a failure.
Oh.
So sources say that the director is going to be Todd Phillips. Scorsese's producing, not directing. But Scorsese in 1982 did a movie called The King of Comedy. That's where Robert De Niro plays a deluded comedian who can't catch a break. And so Todd Phillips is saying, I kind of wanted to have that sort of feel. It sounds like they may also be borrowing from the plot of a graphic novel that I've never heard of. It's called The Killing Joke. Who knows if that's maybe something that... And graphic novels are really just long-form comic books, right?
Yeah.
So...
I don't like them.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan
I read
fan
that
either.
One that everyone raved
the Watchmen,
about, The Watchmen, and found it to be... Give me a book.
Yeah, I want a book,
Tell
too.
Me the story.
I'll imagine the stuff. I'm good with that. Anyway, so it sounds like they might be borrowing from the plot of this 1988 graphic novel called The Killing Joke. In that one, the Joker is a struggling stand-up who snaps after one bad day and turns to crime to feed his family. He has a run-in with Batman, falls into a vat of chemicals, and transforms into the Joker as we know him today. So it's possible that'll be the plot of this. But anyway, there's going to be an origin movie. Joaquin Phoenix, he's a great actor. He's a whack job, but he's a great actor. I'm doing this just for you. We talked a lot about the people who are participating on Celebrity Big Brother this past season. The guy from, what is the name of his band? Mark McGrath, the guy from...
Sugar Ray.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jesus.
I know, I couldn't think
I'm
of
like,
it either.
What the? Fans thought that he'd had all kinds of surgery done.
Right, we did.
And you might continue to think that even after you hear his comments. On Thursday, he denied that he's ever had plastic surgery. He posted, this looks like it might be a tweet. I'm not positive. Silly, I have to respond to ridiculous plastic surgery rumors, but here goes. I have never had any plastic surgery done. I'm just naturally beautiful. That wasn't what we were saying, really. Funny to hear these so-called experts insist I have. Back to the real world. By the way, if that's your thing, not judging, do you. So,
but everyone who uses that term plastic surgery is using that term very specifically because that doesn't include the Botox
the
or the other things.
Yeah.
That
I count those.
I do, too. And it doesn't matter. He can do what he wants. He just doesn't. I pulled up pictures. The guy's face has changed. There's no question.
I mean, yeah, he's always been super handsome. I'm going back to years and years ago.
Agreed.
He's 49, I think. He's always been super handsome, but yeah, the shape has changed.
Yeah.
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 But he's a leading man. He was a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Absolutely. He was actually, by the end, quite charming. I started to really enjoy him on Celebrity Big Brother.
I think the skid on his chin made him look cuter.
Yes, I agree. He had a little, what, like a little rug burn kind of thing going on there.
He did? I didn't notice that.
He did. Well, in one of the competitions, he had, like, you know, they
burned
all
his
got
chin
pretty...
on that thing they had to shimmy across.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. It was like a red carpet thing that they had to, remember they had to balance on it and get across the bridge? No?
No. Nope. I don't remember it.
All right.
Well he, you know.
He had a red scuff.
A little rug rash. And just really quickly, Sterling K. Brown is going to host Saturday Night Live. James Bay is the musical guest this weekend. And, in case you care, the premiere of the rebooted American Idol is happening Sunday at 8 o'clock on ABC. I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to watch that, but we will definitely pull some clips and let you know how all the judges do. I've seen a few preview things.
A few people have written
we'll
in because I was talking to you about The Voice and Kelly Clarkson being on there. And a
and
few people have
is.
Written in and agreed with me that she is having the time of her life and fitting in well with that group.
Right.
I don't think American Idol has anywhere near the buzz that it should.
Uh-uh.
And well, it's not going to have the kind of, I don't know what you... How to
cachet.
No, it's right now they've got this sort of formula that works. Like the group of people that are there.
You mean on
The
Voice.
Chemistry on The Voice that you just can't, they won't get, there's no way.
Well,
just looking
it
at
remains,
still photos of
I know,
them, you go,
they all look like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like three people photoshopped into a thing.
It does look that way.
And I agree with you. I think that's why, I mean, look, when American Idol first came on, it was new, it was fresh, we hadn't seen it before. But there was undeniable chemistry with the judges. They were great together. There was a weirdness that was inexplicable, and Simon was something completely new to us, and he was into it at the time because man was that guy bored by the end. Mm-hmm. He was done with that show and could barely force himself to look at a competitor. So it will be interesting to see if there is any chemistry whatsoever between Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. I think, if anything, the chemistry will be bad chemistry, because she's making five times what either one of them is making. $25 million they dumped on her. And they hadn't even seen her hosting the MTV or whatever the hell that thing was she did, where we were just like, oh no, they must be watching this going, don't. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a few quick hits for you, including weather and the time change and stuff. Also, HPV makes the news, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. It really is. It's Friday, everybody. It's super exciting. It is. Oh, man. Don't tease me. Let's do that at 7. Do the montage at 7.
It would be a lot shorter since Suman isn't here. He's not going to ask to make it rain or take a pill.
Oh, you're going to like shorten it up a little bit.
Or play that again.
No,
or
like
play
Jesus.
That longer.
More Jesus. More
just
Jesus.
Let this go.
We like Jesus.
Jesus.
I actually kind of agree with him. I think twice through the Jesus thing is nice.
Do you?
I do. You know, then we can really sing it, because otherwise
you want to make it rain too.
I like when it rains.
I don't care.
You guys really just
surprise us.
Yeah, yeah,
Brittany.
Brittany, right. Mix it up.
Well, I was figuring I was going to shorten it up a lot since Human's not here to demand.
He is demanding, huh?
He is. Did I already say this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon? Because it is. This week, Alice celebrates the Taste of Yountville, a two-day food and wine and music festival in March 17th and 18th, heart of Napa Valley's wine country, with over 30 restaurants sampling signature dishes, 60-plus wineries, live music, chef demonstrations, mixologists, craft beers, and more. You can get tickets at tasteofyountville.com. And we have a pair of passes for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. This is to see ex-ambassadors on Friday night, the night before the festival, March 16th at the V Marketplace in Yountville. And a meet and greet with the band, plus a pair of tickets to the Taste of Yountville on Saturday. You have to be over 21 to win this prize because of the wine
alcohol
thing. Yeah. So call now, 800-400-3697. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/freshbayjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For March, check out Oakland's Uptown, the Bay Sunnyside.
Uptown funk you up.
Uptown funk you up.
Say what?
What?
No, back to you.
All right. Here's what's happening. I mean, you...
Small musical interlude, Vinny.
All right.
We're trying to be tasteful with this stuff. Funk you up.
Uptown
funk you up.
Do 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 do.
Town funk you up.
You guys want a party today, huh, Vinny? I can tell.
Uptown funk you up.
I always want a party. I'm into it.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm surfing right after this with Peter Cook.
Ding ding, Lighthouse Realty.
Shame. And I will try to go surfing a couple more times this
weekend.
I'm
going to squeeze in as many curls as I can. I'm going to be raging on the beach.
I also have begun.
Cowabunga, dude.
last night, in fact, I began the process of moving the guest bedroom into, changing the guest bedroom into the baby's room.
Oh,
nursery.
So the missus goes, well, we're going to have to get that bed out of the guest bedroom, and I'll get someone to help you. And I'm like, let me see if I can get that done. I think it's just a bed.
Yeah.
I can do it.
And how'd that go?
I got it done.
Great.
I'm like, don't call anybody. It's already done.
Where are you moving the guest room to?
Downstairs.
I see.
To what was once the rec room.
Oh.
So the kids' toys just got all...
So you had a room set up like as a playroom.
Right.
I see.
And now that's...
So that was... But it's technically a bedroom?
Yes.
Okay.
So your mom will be able to be there.
Does it have an ensuite bath for their
guests? It
does. It's perfect.
Uh-huh.
And your mom won't have to do stairs anymore. That'll be good.
Sure. Whatever. Whoever it is that's guesting. But yes, that began last night. So I'll be working more.
Yay!
I gotta build a crib.
Ah! Oh, you'll be fine. Follow
we saved the crib.
Oh, no, good. Oh,
we
good.
We saved the crib from
oh,
this.
You did save the crib. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saved it.
Knowing that you were going to have another kid.
No, we did not know.
Really? Because that's the first thing I sold.
It's so funny that people have texted in with all different opinions about this scenario, including the ones where they can't believe some of the things I say. And I've tried to, I guess I haven't explained well enough. I wasn't really all for having another kid. I mean, we really had to talk it through, yep. And I'm not the youngest guy, and retirement's not far off.
You already love her. She's already cooking.
The first kid didn't exactly go well for us, as, you know, the whole relationship had serious troubles.
Well, and babies are hard, you know? They test the most solid of relationships.
But as we discussed it, I realized, you know, Mom wants it. She believes very strongly that our daughter will also be very glad
she
has a sister.
She'll be psyched.
Maybe not right away, but when she's older, she'll have that person in her life. So in the end, I went, okay,
I'll do it for you.
So sweet.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to retire anyway.
Yeah, I love working every day. I don't want to surf at all, dude.
Nah, why would I want to do that?
It's boring.
Anyway, this upcoming weekend, while I work on the baby's room, we'll also be changing our clocks. We spring forward. Daylight savings time.
I hate losing the hour, but I love that it's light later. And it means that spring and summer are on the way.
Now listen to this sentence.
I'm ready.
Daylight saving time starts on Sunday.
Okay.
So that's what we're going into.
Right.
Daylight saving time.
So we're in standard time right now.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm actually surprised I had that right, because such a short part of the year is the standard time. Mm. Which seems like you should just
leave it the way it is.
Just wipe it out after Monday.
So you're going to lose an hour of sleep this weekend. There's that. Okay.
Oh, and they say to check your smoke alarms. This is the time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
And they say this is a time where there are increased heart attacks, increased stress and pressure for whatever reason.
It's a big death day on Monday.
Really can affect a lot of people. Yeah. So, yeah.
No. Well.
So Sarah was saying.
What'd I say?
You were going, oh, tomorrow I'm going to plant. I'm gonna.
I know.
And I was like, what?
There's
a storm coming. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Low pressure continues to hang over the Pacific Ocean, and that is bringing the Bay Area unsettled weather conditions. More rain in the forecast for the Bay Area all over.
Mm.
I'm not going to bother with trying to predict when it'll show up for you, but it is coming Saturday. And also, into next week, we have more rain as well. So
I mean, it's great. We need the rain, but I'm really ready to start plans. I got a pear tree that I put in yesterday.
Oh, sweet.
I'm hoping that the rats don't come and eat all my fruit off that thing.
Showers are expected to linger Sunday, and then another round of rain. It looks like we'll get as much as 2 inches of rain.
Well,
from these next
we do need it.
Storms.
I think winter's leaving, Jon Snow.
That was Ned Stark.
Oh, that was Ned Stark? Oh.
Yeah, season one.
Wow.
Nice. Winter Schoolman.
We all heard this story. I want to say it was 5 years ago when Michael Douglas went on a talk show and said he had throat cancer, and he got it from sleeping with his wife. Well,
no, he didn't blame it on her,
no.
Although we all did.
Well, that was his whole family was shocked and troubled by the disclosure.
But he said he got it from visiting down under.
From oral sex. Mm-hmm. That's what he got it from. So, or he said it was linked to performing.
And they blame it on the human papillomavirus?
That's exactly right. And weirdly, they say HPV is almost an epidemic of oral cancer, or creating almost an epidemic of oral cancer among men. For some reason, it's just way worse for men, the HPV
oral transmission. Interesting. Exact.
So
well,
right
get your
now,
kids inoculated.
Well, that's it. So they do say one of the things, the best thing, your best bet is to get the HPV vaccine to avoid it in the first place. I don't think you can get it after a certain age, though, right?
I'm not sure. My pediatrician recommended it for my kids when they were, I think they were over the age of 13 or 15 or something.
Yeah.
But they both got it. And, you know, that's one less thing in life they have to worry about. Because that's apparently everywhere.
HPV.
Yeah,
yes.
Super common. And most people who have it don't even know they have it. Like, it doesn't manifest in the actual genital warts.
It's one of those STDs that's everywhere, and it has a reputation for being especially bad for women because it causes cervical cancer. But right now, while it's bad for women in that way, they're saying it's way worse for men in causing the throat cancers. They say they found men are four times more likely than women to get cancer from HPV, and they're talking about oral cancer. Mm. That's how men are getting it, from kissing Australia. So they say, and they also are adding, even top HPV researchers in the country aren't sure why this is so much harder on men than women, but they do say the best thing you can do to avoid it is, probably stop doing that, although it may be too late. And your love of it also may be, it's probably, you can't quit that, right?
I don't know. I'm really not into that, so.
You're not?
No.
You don't like that?
I wouldn't, for me and other people, I wouldn't, I'm fine with it when it's not going to be a problem for me. I'm trying to figure out how I could say
it. I don't know
what you mean. I don't understand.
I wouldn't want to perform that.
Oh, but you enjoy it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. I wouldn't want that taken off the menu.
Yeah. But I'm with you, and I feel like, God, that's a lot of work.
It just seems gross. I'm sorry to our lesbian listeners. I just, you know.
Did you just say it seems gross?
It does. It seems super gross. Like, I would never want to do that.
I don't care about it being gross. It just seems like a lot of work.
Like a crick in your neck.
Oh my God.
Does it go both ways, though?
Tongue muscles. Yeah.
The other opposite.
I don't mind doing the other one.
That's what I'm saying. That seems like a lot of work.
That's all good.
It is a lot of work, but it's good work. It's solid work. It's work
it's
you
totally
can be proud of.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the. There's a definite way to know that you've finished the job.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That is for sure. There's a job well done.
Doing all right up there? We good?
Yeah, it's
back
fine.
Back to it, okay.
Keep going. Why are you stopping?
Still not there, huh? All right.
Okay.
Get back to work.
Just want to check in.
It's coming up for air.
Yeah. Tap me when we're close.
That just doesn't look fun to me. Like, thanks for doing that. It looks awful. Appreciate it.
I wanted to do this story because it's actually a jump off into something, another question I have for you. So skinny jeans sold at Target are being recalled for making people bleed.
Bleed?
Apparently they have these little studded jeans. They're called Cat and Jack Girls Star Studded Jeans. And they've led to skin cuts and lacerations.
Oh.
Skinny jeans have often been accused of restricting blood flow or causing other problems as they are so tight in the
waist area.
Yeah, in the crotchal area. Right. Yeah. I mean, that can be an issue as well.
Well, I wear skinny jeans, but I always make sure that they have room in the crotchal area. Like, I hate that feeling where you're getting split by your dream. Like, oh my God, who wants to sit on that seam the whole day? No thanks. I want the tight leg and kind of a loose top.
Yeah.
Also, I don't need to be muffin topping over the top of every pair of jeans.
Totally.
Like, no.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Plus, you know, the area needs to breathe. You don't like your jeans can give you a yeast infection, for God's sake. Nobody wants that. Stay away. Yeast.
Split up. You say you can't side sit that then, huh?
Oh, like sit on one cheek or something.
I don't know.
If your pants crotch are too high up, like even just walking around, the thing is like, it just jangles everything.
Well, as you all know, I just got back from Disneyland, and that was one of my most curious sort of inner moments as I'm walking around and my kid, or when I'm in line and waiting, is the things people wear to the amusement park.
Like, where you know you're walking 13 miles.
Here's my question to you. So I understand, you know, you're taking pictures, right? So you do have some idea that these will be the memories you carry with you
for
life.
So you want to look cute.
But I also think that you would be dressing for a whole day of walking.
Right.
And yeah, so the high heel wedges would not be my first choice.
Even flip-flops. And I'm a guy who wears those slippers all the time and think, a whole day?
Yeah.
Especially getting on rides and
I
stuff.
Know.
Damn, man, are you nuts?
Mm-hmm. Put on some socks and a nice pair of sneakers.
Yeah, your running shoes, if anything. Yeah, something that you're
Something with good arch support, something that fits right.
But you see, I even saw dudes in skinny pants as they're falling down their butt and they're so tight around their knees. I'm thinking, that all day like that, really? Mm. You're nuts.
Hiking those up.
You're absolutely nuts.
Mm. Yeah.
So you go comfort.
Oh,
Well, I'm asking.
Yes. I mean, do go comfort.
You are the mom of a couple boys, and you did want to take those pictures for memories. I don't know. Maybe
I
you did
stay out of the pictures.
Throw on your best blouse.
No.
What do I know of it?
Something comfortable. If I could have gotten away with it, I'd just put on sweats. It would have been.
Well, you probably could have gotten away. Who's going to say anything?
I don't like to. You know, you're going to be walking around all day.
John thumbs up almost everything you do. He wouldn't have said a word.
Oh, he wouldn't have. But I feel like, you know, when I go out in public, I should really. I've been caught out in public in sweatpants enough times that I'm like, that just seems so. And all my sweatpants are so gross. So all holes in them and the string's gone. So I have to, like, roll them up at the top so they don't fall down.
So it appears you do your job for free.
What's that?
Like,
yes.
You're not paid
like, clearly
enough
I don't
money
get paid to buy an actual pair of pants.
All right.
If only I cared about clothes, then it would. I've tried.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Feel free to write us. People are looked at the jacket show we put on earlier.
Oh, yeah. We all got jackets from Dick's Sporting Goods, who don't sell assault weapons anymore, which we thought was wonderful. And so we decided to throw a little business their way, and hopefully other people did too. And we all got our jackets. They came yesterday, so I brought them in today. And I got a little, I don't know, it's sort of a fleecy bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You guys look great in your new jacket. Sarah, love yours.
Oh, thank you. I love it too. I'm super into it.
Yeah.
Nah, but you're not going to wear it.
Well, the pockets aren't quite what I need them to be.
Yeah. She
but I will
everything
I will wear
in the pockets. Well, you'll wear it, but
I'll
you're not going to, it's not
going
to
be
your
my
daily.
Yeah.
Your daily ride.
Yeah. It's just so easy. It's like wearing a purse, my puffy jacket.
I live in Virginia. We have been out of Wi-Fi since last week's Nor'easter. Just able to tune in. Vinny's having another baby. Wow, congratulations, Vinny. Was this planned removal of the goalie? Yes, it was. But again, it was discussed at length. Yeah. This was not taken lightly. But I was losing from the beginning. You knew that, right?
Well, she saved the crib.
That was going to happen.
I knew. If you had told me that you...
The first time...
had saved the crib, I would have known eventually.
The early conversations, I was like, I don't think we should do it. And she's very, like, methodical and slow. Like, all right, I'll let you sit with that one for a second.
She's good. She has to be good, man. You're tough.
Yeah.
And she has really won that card game.
Killing Joke is one of the best storylines in Batman comic book history.
Oh.
Just not a fan of Phoenix, says 510, and I don't know what any of that meant.
So Killing Joke is the name of the graphic novel that they're supposedly going to base this origin story for the Joker on.
All right.
And Joaquin Phoenix, it looks like, I mean, I don't have confirmation, but it looks like they're in advanced talks at least. He's the rumored guy.
He is one of our best.
He's good.
He's a weirdo and... all that.
And really gets into character.
But he is good.
Yep.
That movie they did about, what was that called? It was actually Philip Seymour Hoffman's, one of his last movies.
Oh, it was like a Scientology one.
Yes.
Like it was called like The Mentor or the Teacher.
Joaquin Phoenix played the creepiest role ever. It was, he was so creepy.
The Master?
That's
the,
it.
Was it The Master?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Ugh, just gross. Mm. Anyway.
Was he the Master or was Philip Seymour Hoffman the Master?
Philip Seymour Hoffman was. Mm. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let me grab it and I'll tell you. I'm hoping this that you'll enjoy this. There was a pretty obvious joke that happened on Wednesday, and all the Wednesday night late night shows, every single one of them did the same joke. And it's so I've got all five versions of it.
Oh, cute.
And you can check it out right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.